Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Ram Golder and today Maseches Chulin Daf Kuf Yadal, the 8th parak Kol HaBasar. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, a brisa darshan says superfluous b'chalev imo to prohibit cooking a gadi's meat in the milk of cows and ewes rather than only its mother's milk. This can't be derived from a kal vachomer based on the prohibition to be mated with a goat in contrast to its mother because its mother has its own chumrah in being forbidden to be shechted on the same day as her kid. The Gemara proceeds to derive from its tzadah shava that it's also forbidden to cook a gadi's meat b'chalev achos gadola in the milk of its older sister, meaning born in a different year, which cannot enter the pen with it to be tithed. Although it cannot be derived from the mother alone, because of the chumrah of osov es beno, nor from cows and ewes alone, which are prohibited to be made with a gedi, together they teach that no milk and meat can be cooked together. Another superfluous b'chalev imo is eventually darshan to prohibit hi atzma, cooking the mother's own meat in her milk. Rav Ashi ultimately explains that it cannot be derived from cooking a gedi in its mother's milk, sheken shnei gufim, which are two separate bodies, in contrast to cooking the mother in her own milk, sheken guf echad, which are of one body. Point number two, Rav Ashi provides a source for the prohibition against eating basar b'chalev. The pasuk says, lo socho kol to'eva, you shall not eat any abomination, meaning, kol she'ta'avti lecha harehu b'bal tocho, anything I've made abominable for you by forbidding it is included in the prohibition, you shall not eat. The prohibition against deriving any benefit from it is derived from Rabbi Yavo's principle. Wherever it says in the Torah, one shall not eat, or you singular shall not eat, or you plural shall not eat, both a prohibition against eating and a prohibition against benefit are implied, unless the pasuk specifies that benefit is permitted as it specified for you regarding nevela, permitting gifting or selling it to a non-Jew, thus permitting benefit from nevela. This implies that unless specified, a prohibition against eating also prohibits any benefit. And point number three, a pasuk says regarding a nevela, to the non-Jewish resident alien who is within your gates, you shall give it that he may eat it, or sell it to a Gentile. Ramer says it may also be sold to a ger because the pasuk can be read, to a ger you shall give it or sell it. It may also be gifted to an idolater because the pasuk can be read, you shall give it or sell it to a Gentile. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, Dvarim Kuksavim, the word should be understood as they're written, that it may only be gifted to a ger or sold to an idolater. If Rabbi Meir were correct, the Torah should have written, you shall give it and sell it. The word or indicates that each option is specific to that respective person. Ramir replies that O teaches to give precedence to gifting to a ger over selling to an idolater. Yehuda says, this is self-evident, since regarding the ger, you are obligated to sustain them, unlike an idolater. So once again, the three points are, number one, a brisa darshans, a superfluous b'chalev imo, to prohibit cooking a gadi's meat in the milk of cows and ewes, rather than only its mother's milk. This can't be derived from a kal vachomer based on the prohibition to be mated with a goat, in contrast to its mother, because its mother has its own chumrah in being forbidden to be shechted on the same day as her kid. The Gemara proceeds to derive from its tzadah shava that it's also forbidden to cook a gadi's meat b'chalev achos gadola in the milk of its older sister, meaning born in a different year, which cannot enter the pen with it to be tithed. Although it cannot be derived from the mother alone because of the chumrah of osov es beno, nor from cows and ewes alone, which are prohibited to be made with a gadi, together they teach that no milk and meat can be cooked together. Another superfluous b'chalev imo is eventually darshan to prohibit hi atzma, cooking the mother's own meat in her milk. Rav Ashi ultimately explains that it cannot be derived from cooking a gedi in its mother's milk, sheken shnei gufim, which are two separate bodies, in contrast to cooking the mother in her own milk, sheken guf echad, which are of one body. Point number two, Rav Ashi provides a source for the prohibition against eating basar b'chalev. The pasuk says, lo socho kol to'eva, you shall not eat any abomination, meaning, kol she'ta'avti lecha harehu b'bal tocho, anything I've made abominable for you by forbidding it is included in the prohibition, you shall not eat. The prohibition against deriving any benefit from it is derived from Rabbi Yavo's principle. Wherever it says in the Torah, one shall not eat, or you singular shall not eat, or you plural shall not eat, Echod Isser Achil ve'Echod Isser Hanal b'mashma. Both a prohibition against eating and a prohibition against benefit are implied, ad she'ifra l'cha kasav kaderek she'par l'cha b'nevela, unless the pasuk specifies that benefit is permitted, as it specified for you regarding nevela, permitting gifting or selling it to a non-Jew, thus permitting benefit from nevela. This implies that unless specified, a prohibition against eating also prohibits any benefit. And point number three, a pasuk says regarding a nevela, to the non-Jewish resident alien who is within your gates, you shall give it that he may eat it, or sell it to a Gentile. Remer says it may also be sold to a ger, because the pasuk can be read, to a ger you shall give it or sell it. It may also be gifted to an idolater, because the pasuk can be read, you shall give it or sell it to a Gentile. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, Dvarim Kuksavim, the word should be understood as they're written, that it may only be gifted to a ger or sold to an idolater. If Rabbi Meir were correct, the Torah should have written, you shall give it and sell it. The word or indicates that each option is specific to that respective person. Ramir replies that O teaches to give precedence to gifting to a ger over selling to an idolater. Yehuda says, this is self-evident, since regarding the ger, you are obligated to sustain them, unlike an idolater. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Yadalet, and our standard Siman is a kiddie park. So here goes. The new Bachalei Vimo kiddie park that had various types of milk hoses to demonstrate that all milk is usher with meat, such as the milk of the Gedi's older sister, had a roped-off Bas Bachalev snacking section, because if you can't eat there, you can't even benefit from sitting there, and a vendor gifting nevela to gerim and selling it to nachrim. Once again, it's a motion. The new Bachalei Vimo kiddie park, that must be on Daf Kuf Yadalet. The new Bechalei Vimo kiddie park that had various types of milk hoses to demonstrate that all milk is usher with meat, such as the milk of the Gedi's older sister, which reminds us, we learn that it's usher to cook a Gedi in its older sister's milk and a mother in her own milk. So the new Bechalei Vimo kiddie park that had various types of milk hoses to demonstrate that all milk is usher with meat, such as the milk of the Gedi's older sister, had a roped off Bas Bechalev snacking section, because if you can't eat there, you can't even benefit from sitting there, which reminds us, we learn Rabbi Yalboa's principle, Kol makom shenemar lo ye'achel lo socha lo sochu. Wherever it says in the Torah, one shall not eat, you, singular, shall not eat, or you, plural, shall not eat, echod isra achil ve'echod isra hana b'mashma, both a prohibition against eating and a prohibition against benefit are implied. So the new Bechalei Vimo kiddie park that had various types of milk hoses to demonstrate that all milk is usher with meat, such as the milk of the Gedi's older sister, had a roped off Bas Bechalev snacking section, because if you can't eat there, you can't even benefit from sitting there, and a vendor gifting nevela to gerim and selling it to nachrim. Which reminds, the Gemara brings a malchokas, if nevela can only be gifted to a ger or sold to an idolater, or can be gifted and sold to both. So once again, the new Bechalei Vimo kiddie park that had various types of milk hoses to demonstrate that all milk is usher with meat, such as the milk of the Gedi's older sister, had a roped off Bas Bechalev snacking section, because if you can't eat there, you can't even benefit from sitting there, and a vendor gifting nevela to gerim and selling it to nachrim. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Kuf Yud. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. When the new rabbi came to town and was presented with a gold key, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud, gold key ceremony. When the rabbi came to town and was presented with a gold key to the city, he decreed that they may not eat kachal, because he found them to be ignorant in the laws of meat and milk. Which reminds us regarding Rav, Bikamatz Bagadir Bagadir. Rav found an open field and built a fence around it, meaning he discovered a city whose residents were completely unaware of the laws of Bas Bechalev, so he prohibited even permitted cases of Bas Bechalev as a protective measure. For Rav once visited a Tatuafush and overheard a woman asking her friend how much milk is needed to cook a litra of meat. Realizing they had never learned that Bas Bechalev is prohibited, Rav remained there and prohibited even kachal for them. So when the new rabbi came to town and was presented with the gold key to the city, he decreed that they may not eat kachal, because he found them to be ignorant in the laws of meat and milk, and told them to keep this practice even when going to another city, which reminds us, we learned that one who goes to another place must follow the chumras of both places, the place where he came from and the place where he has arrived. So when the new rabbi came to town and was presented with the gold key to the city, he decreed they may not eat kachal, because he found them to be ignorant in the laws of meat and milk, and told them to keep this practice even when going to another city. While the new beis din that he established released the man about to be whipped for not honoring his parents, which reminds us, Beis Din does not force people to keep any mitzvahs aseh, since the Zohar is written nearby. Since the Torah states that one who honors his parents merits long life, this implies that the punishment for failing to do so is the loss of long life, but no other punishment. Daf Kuf Yudolf, is a kayak. So here goes. The exhausted kayaker, that must mean Daf Kuf Yudolf. The exhausted kayaker transporting livers soaking in vinegar, so they shouldn't emit blood when being cooked, which reminds us the Gemara discusses cooking liver. The Gemara relates that Rav Huna sealed the blood inside the liver by placing it in vinegar, and Rav Nachman sealed it by scalding it in boiling water to prevent blood from being emitted when it was later cooked with other food. So the exhausted kayaker transporting liver soaking in vinegar, so they shouldn't emit blood when being cooked, was dismayed when he finally stopped to eat and found that instead of cooking a liver on top of meat, which is permitted, they cook kachal on top of meat, which makes the meat forbidden, which reminds us, the Gemara states, if a liver was roasted on a spit above meat, the meat remains permitted because the blood slides off and isn't absorbed by the meat. If one roasted kachal, an udder above meat, the meat is prohibited because the milk clings to the meat and is absorbed by it. So the exhausted kayaker transporting liver soaking in vinegar so they shouldn't emit blood when being cooked was dismayed when they finally stopped to rest and found that instead of cooking liver on top of meat, which is permitted, they cook kachal on top of meat, which makes the meat forbidden, and settled instead on the hot fish served on the meat plate that they enjoyed with a dairy dip, which is fine because of not bar not, which reminds us the Gemara discusses fish which replace hot on a meat plate. Rav prohibits eating the fish together with kutach, a dairy dip, because the fish absorb meat flavor from the plate. Shmuel permits eating it with kutach because of not bar not, nosen tam bar nosen tam. It's only an imparted taste of an imparted taste. The fish only absorbed flavor from the plate, which itself had only absorbed flavor from meat. Meat flavor so far removed from its original source is not the equivalent of meat. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud Beis is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. The eccentric Rubik's Cube player Rubik's Cube, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The eccentric Rubik's Cube player who was playing a dangerous game of cut the radish with a blade from the fleshic Rubik's Cube, making the radishes forbidden to serve with milk, which reminds us, Abai said, that the halacha is that fish, which was placed hot onto a meat plate, may be eaten with kutach because it's not bar not. However, if one cut its known, a radish with a knife with which meat was cut, it's prohibited to eat with kutach because, due to its sharpness, it absorbs the meat residue on the knife's surface. Rashi adds that even if no residue remains, the radish's sharpness coupled with the knife's pressure causes it to absorb a strong meat flavor from the knife. So the eccentric Rubik's Cube player, who is playing a dangerous game of cut the radish with a blade from the fleshic Rubik's Cube, making the radishes forbidden to serve with milk, was startled when a raw bird fell into a salty barrel of kutach, but didn't become aser, which reminds us, a shechta pigeon once fell into a jug of kutach, and Rav Chinan Abredu Rava Apashronia permitted it. He holds that Shmuel's rule that maliach haru kareseach, something salted is like something hot and transfers flavor, only applies where it's so salty that it's not eaten due to its saltiness until it's rinsed with water. Therefore, since kutach is eaten and is not that salty, it doesn't transfer flavor to the pigeon. So the eccentric Rubik's Cube player who was playing a dangerous game of cut the radish with a blade from the fleshic Rubik's Cube, making the radishes forbidden to serve with milk, was startled when a raw bird fell into a salty barrel of kutach but didn't become usser, and transferred it to his Rubik's Cube-colored perforated salting bowl together with some fish, which made the fish aser, which reminds us what Nachman said, Dagim ve'ofas shemalachin ze'im ze' asurin. Fish and fowl which were salted together are forbidden, meaning the fish are forbidden because they absorb blood from the fowl. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Nachman's ruling is b'kli manukav, with a perforated vessel. The fish are nevertheless forbidden because their skin is soft, so they hasten to emit their blood, whereas bird meat is tight and releases its blood more slowly. Therefore, after the fish cease emitting blood, the birds continue to release blood, which the fish absorb, prohibiting them. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud Gimel is a geek. So here goes. The kashrus geek. Geek. That must be on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The kashrus geek who is meticulously salting meat and rinsing it well, which reminds us, the Gemara discussed the laws of Malicha, salting meat to remove the blood. Shmuel says, Eina basi yotzi midei damo elim ken molcho yafa yafa. Meat is not cleared of its blood unless one salts it very thoroughly, umedichu yafa yafa, and then rinses it very thoroughly. So the kashrus geek, who is meticulously salting meat and rinsing it well, while explaining the difference between gedi and gedi ha'izim, to include all kosher animals in the prohibition of basa b'chala, which reminds us, we learn how basa b'chala applies to all kosher animals and not only to a gedi. So the kashrus geek, who was meticulously salting meat and rinsing it well, while explaining the difference between gedi and gedi ha'izim to include all kosher animals in the prohibition of basa b'chalev, was startled when his friend received malchus for experimenting with chalev by cooking it in chalev. Which reminds us, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi discussed the mavasho chalev b'chalev, one who cooks chalev with milk. One says it incurs malchus and the other says it does not. This is explained in four ways, one of them being that all agree is not chai for eating it because the achil prohibition cannot take effect on chalev. They argue about liability for cooking because it's permitted to cook chalev alone. The lenient opinion holds that since the Torah expressed the achil prohibition using the word bishul, we say that since one is not liable for cooking chalev with milk, he's also not liable for eating it. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you discuss the requirements of netilas yadayim, such as koach gavran, using a kli of a ravias? That's on daf kuvzayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you learn about the isser to cook a gedi in its older sister's milk and a mother in her own milk? That's on daf kuf yadalad. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you learn that sharp foods cut with a meat knife can't be used with dairy? That's on daf Kufyud Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you learn about the laws of Malicha, salting meat, to remove the blood? That's on daf Kufyud Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we discuss the difference between roasting a liver or an udder above meat? That's on daf Kufyud Olive. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn Rabbi Yabo's principle that wherever it says in the Torah, one shall not eat, or you, singular or plural, shall not eat, both a prohibition against eating and a prohibition against benefit are implied, unless the pasuk specifies that benefit is permitted. That's on daf kuf yadalad. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you learn that the rule molich karoseach only applies if the food is so salty the food can't be eaten until it's rinsed with water? That's on daf kuf yad beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if fish and fowl were salted together? That's on daf Kufyud Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf brings the machlokas if nevela can only be gifted to a ger or sold to an idolater, or can be gifted and sold to both? That's on daf Kufyud Dalet. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we have in machlokas if one gets malchus for cooking chalev with milk? That's on daf Kufyud Gimel. Excellent. All right. That concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.